Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you need to have a proper sitemap for your website. For those who don't know what a sitemap is basically what it sounds like. It's a sitemap. It's what search engines use to index the pages on your website. It's a map of your site to make search engines crawl your site better. And you submit that through Google Search Console, Google Webmaster Tools and stuff. And I think Tim even has a story recently that something that came up with him that made us want to talk about this topic and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing I do want to say is if you're like, oh, shoot, a sitemap, do I have to create that manually? You can create it manually. I would never recommend it. The best thing to do is to use an SEO plugin like Yoast, All-in-One SEO. And those are free plugins, and they'll create a sitemap dynamically, which means it'll create it automatically every time you add a page. It will automatically add that page to the sitemap. And so once you've submitted that sitemap to Google, the ways that David just mentioned through Google Webmaster Tools or Search Console, I can't remember what the name is, they keep changing it, then they have that URL, and so they have the map of your site already. So even though it gets updated, you don't have to go in and update Google Webmaster Tools every time. It's done for you. But yeah, what I wanted to share is, as David mentioned, it's important so the search engines can know what pages to crawl. It kind of gives them a map of your site. But there's times where you might get a crawl error, and that could be a bad thing. It can potentially hurt your SEO. And kind of what prompted all this is, as I've mentioned before, a lot of our listeners know, I sell Divi products, and one of my products is a plugin called Divi Overlays. Divi Overlays is a custom post type. However, it's not accessible from the front end. It's a pop-up plugin. And so even though within WordPress it's a post type, you can't go visit the page for that overlay, for that pop-up. You can only basically trigger it from a page. And so the Yoast plugin, SEO plugin, has the sitemap generator. And by default, it's going to automatically include all of the custom post types in your sitemap and submit that to Google. And that's a bad thing because you might not want all of those custom post types. You might not be using them. And then in this particular case, I had a customer who he was getting crawl errors within Google Webmaster Tools saying, hey, we tried to crawl the overlay URLs, but we had trouble. As I mentioned, they're not accessible from the front end. That's not how the plugin is built. And so I had to instruct him to go into Yoast and uncheck or do the toggle to not index the Divi overlay URLs. Or I'm sorry, to not include those in the sitemap so that Google won't try to index them. And so it made me think of this because there was also other things that you might not want to include in your sitemap. Just because it's a custom post type doesn't mean you want Google crawling it. For example, on my site, Divi has the projects custom post type. I'm not using it. So why would I want to include that in the sitemap? It's just going to kind of include Google. I want that sitemap as lean as possible and only include the pages that I actually have content for. Plugins will a lot of times include custom post types, but it'll be a plugin like mine that isn't using the URL and it's not an independent page, and therefore it shouldn't be included in the sitemap. Google shouldn't be indexing it. Does that make sense, David? I was pretty technical.
No. Totally made sense to me. And I mean, you taught me something today because, you know, I knew that in the sitemap they index custom post types and stuff, but you just brought up a really good point. If you are using tools like that, you know, it could throw some errors and cause your site to get dinged in the search engines, which is not good for anybody. So I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, and actually, while I was helping that customer, I went into my own website, Divi Life, and looked at my Yoast settings so that I could take a screenshot and show him how to fix it. And I noticed, oh, my other plugin, Divi Bars, that I'm using on my own site, I didn't do the toggle for that plugin, and it was in my sitemap. And so I was probably getting crawlers without realizing it because I'm not as diligent checking Webmaster Tools as I should be. And so I was like, oh, shoot, got to change that. So it's good to do an audit every once in a while and look in there and seeing what's being included in the sitemap.
It is. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, that's it for today's episode. Tomorrow we've got an exciting one, the 10-step checklist to building a WordPress website. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.